Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
It's the Week in Review. Now to introduce your host, starting off with Vixen Jane.
Hello, my name is Jeanette. I'm addicted to pandas, females, and French vanilla toppings.
Let's reintroduce the angry troll of the group. Please.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
And lastly, the man who can shake his belly and make those ladies at the retirement home wipe their bedpans. Ed Cannon Boom Boom.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Two chicks at the same time, man.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
God damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
Showtime! Ha-ha! Ladies and gentlemen, and you, Elias, straight from the debauchery capital of the world. Hey, you want to make a show?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, yes. Get ready for some hardcore bestiality.
Interspecies erotica, fucko.
Interspecies erotica at its finest. Straight from PJ, I give you Kinky Kelly and the Sexy Stud.
Yes, you are listening to the Weekend Review, and thank you for allowing us to just destroy your little brain cells for the next hour and a half. I am Vixen Jay, and next to me, unfortunately, is Eon Faith.
Wow.
And my adopted stepchild of Cannon Boom Boom. What's up, my guys?
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
So, first off, before we do shout-outs, before we do anything, how was your donkey show in Tijuana?
Yeah, that didn't go too well. We're going to talk about that in a minute during a shout-out.
I can only imagine. Okay, so shout-outs. I have a list of shout-outs today. Shout-out to Evolution ID 0.5. If you need a video or person or girl and post, I'm here. To Aiden _ Carpenter 69 for voting for Superman, as well as Jay Dolphin Villa. My cousin Christopher, my coworker Katura, my little cousin George Gonzo too, although he voted for Batman. To all of the Superman supporters out there, pandemonium raised, and shout out to our new listeners and our old, welcome to the Weekend Review.
My shout out to everybody who's going to SMF Tampa, Sunset Music Festival.
That's right.
Be safe, drink lots of water, stay hydrated.
Go ham, take care of some strangers, take pics.
So enjoy. Nobody knows. That's enough people. That's a lot of people.
And by the way, to everybody going to SMS this weekend, how about your shorter raid girls? We can't see shit. We depend on you tall guys to either carry us or take our phones and take pictures.
That is
for
why
us.
We're going to the gym after this, so I can start getting big, so EDC I can put you on my shoulders.
No. And he needs to be tall. No.
All right,
you have short legs.
Anyway, let me get to my shout outs. I got two shout outs. Well, one shout out and one request to the fans out there. First, I want to give a very special shout out to my boy Aaron Rodgers for allowing me to go out to Jeopardy with him last week when he was on Celebrity Jeopardy, and I relaxed him well enough to where he won the Jeopardy championship for his charity.
Go,
so that was major props.
You go.
And also, this goes out to anybody out there. I am now looking for a new manager because last week's Tijuana Donkey Show did not go too well, seeing how the donkey didn't show up. So my manager comes to me and says, hey, they're offering you an extra 12,000 pesos to shoot ping pongs out of your ass. So I said, okay, great. I'll do it. Little do I realize now I'm walking around for a week with my asshole hurting and letting out wet farts because that 12,000 pesos equaled out to about 72 cents.
Oh, jeez.
So if anybody has any managing skills, you know, feel free to send me a hit on Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, email me. I'm sure there's going to be an announcement later on where they can find me too. So, yeah, hit me up. Looking for a new manager.
See, I would manage you, but FaZe only allows me to manage him.
Because I'm so good. That's why. Shit. So.
Yes, let's get into this because I'm still.
What are we talking about first? Weekend. Talk about.
Well, we had several folks polls going on throughout the weekend. One was one of what I was going to be wearing for the next con. And the Superwoman Amazon costume one, which I posted on my Instagram.
Wonder Woman.
What did I say?
Superwoman.
Wonder Woman, sorry. I'm still with the whole Superman, Batman both thing, which is another one.
Which we'll be talking about later.
Right, which I know you cheated with the numbers.
Whatever.
Bullshit.
There's another one. Was there
another one? No, I think that was all the polls, yeah.
Okay.
No, there's a new poll coming out that we'll be announcing later on
yes.
the show, which will be put on our website.
Although Cannon Boom Boom wanted to do the best selfie vote, who has the best selfies, and I told him I would win that for sure. He said, because you have the most followers, I wouldn't have hits.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Man, why would you do a bet like that? You and me compare, you know what? We should do that. We should do who has the best selfie, Vixen J or Cannon Boom Boom and FaZe together. Because honestly, God, you have to put both of our votes together to even get close to yours.
Have you seen my new profile pic? I think I went hands down.
Oh,
that
no,
was
that,
hot,
but,
though.
But still, like, you do have boobs.
I do have boobs, and
boobs.
I have a great smile with dimples.
Yeah, but together, but FaZe, together, our boobs equal the same size as hers.
True. We did have another voting poll, the douchebag of the week.
Yes, that will be... No, it's going to be Douchebag of the Month. It's going to be announced next week.
Oh, okay.
So we got
a lot
of cool
stuff. Website?
Yes, we have a website, which we'll be having a little intro on it. It's www.elementalnight.com. Check it out. It's pretty cool.
Which, by the way, people have been checking it out. And
yep.
They have been submitting requests for parties
mm-hmm.
at Space and all the other venues that we're doing, which is pretty cool.
You guys can see all the parties we're doing, news, so we keep you up to date with news of Comic-Cons. You know, show news. We have our shows there. You can listen to our shows live. You can check out our Twitter.
My original co-host, which I miss dearly, Jeff, I love you. He says he has the best profile pic. And it's true. We are the best good-looking people on the air.
What?
Jeff needs to come back.
Just
hey,
because I'm
at least
getting
our shit's
my show
not pre-recorded.
That's true. We are live on the air.
At least my... Just what you want Jeff back is what? Because I'm getting my show back on Fridays.
I want Jeff back because I miss Jeff.
Because I'm DJing again on Fridays.
Yes. Oh, is that a cheesy way to plug in that you're mixing again?
Which you can find on the website www.elementalnight.com.
Make it.
So.
All right. So I started this morning with a picture of Bruce Lee saying Chuck Norris back. I kicked his ass. It's true. He did. And then I was like, you know what? Let's make fun of this. Let's just have some fun with it. So I asked our listeners and our fans and our friends to start posting their best Chuck Norris one-liners. And we got a couple of them that were hilarious. So I don't know if you want me to share those.
No, go on.
Okay. The first one they posted, Chuck Norris and Superman once fought each other on a bet. The loser had to start wearing his underwear outside of his camp.
That was a Batman voter.
There's another one. Chuck Norris once urinated in a semi-truck's gas tank as a joke. That truck is now known as Optimus Prime.
Nice.
Chuck Norris can win a game of Connect 4 in only 3 moves. Chuck Norris has an Xbox Live account on PlayStation. Chuck Norris built the hospital he was born in. When Alexander Bell invented the telephone, he had 3 missed calls from Chuck Norris. Check this out. Chuck Norris died 20 years ago. Death just hasn't built the courage to tell him yet.
Yes.
And last but not least, Chuck Norris had already been to Mars. That's why there's no signs of life.
That's true.
Hold on.
Hey, you didn't say Mars.
And then we just got a tweet. We just got a tweet that says, Chuck Norris butt hurt.
That was his. Oh man, that's great. I mean, well, we have news also that came out with the theme park.
Yes.
Universal Studios bringing back Jack the Clown.
Oh my God, I am not going.
That's just scary as crap. So, Halloween Horror Nights 25 will now feature Jack the Clown. He's back, more sinister than ever. He kind of looks old in the video, though. Like, he looks like he grew up a little bit. It's not that white paint. It's more gruesome gray.
Listen, Linda, in order for me to survive horror nights,
I'll get you drunk.
Street,
don't worry about it. I got weird.
Stages. Okay. I need to take shots.
Well, I'll get you shots of everything. Whatever.
No, for real. This is it. I have stages. Stage one, I'm hiding, clinging for dear life behind your back. Stage two, I'm actually walking by myself. Stage three, I'm taking pictures with the actual monster. That's when you know I'm gone. And you're probably going to get laid that night. I'm just.
Nice.
Done.
Well, it's got 9 haunted houses, 5 scare zones, and shows over 30 nights that invade Universal Studios Orlando.
I want to know how you're going to hide behind his back when he's going to push you first.
Oh, he will.
Oh, no. All these people are like, oh, you're going to go first, Phil. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I'll go first. I'll probably be out of the haunted house and leave you guys there.
True story, every time I go, I like to, like, you know how people do the face painting, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
People, girls, get the cutesy little stuff. No, I actually go get the monster face or the zombie face or whatever, you know? So the last time I went with our group of friends, and my sister's a witness to this, they're like, oh, put Jay first. She looks just like one of them. And that's exactly what they did. It pushed me first.
Wow.
I was screaming like a little bitch.
I would like people to know if they would like to call in the show and talk about anything that we're talking about now. You can call in at 516-387-1667.
Texting charges may apply. I'm kidding. It's free.
Yeah, no, I'm like, wait, we don't do any text for
it's
real.
Free. Well, I need money. So, shit. This show's not paying well.
You need money. I made 12 cents in freaking Tijuana.
You went to Tijuana. That's fucking awesome.
Oh, my God.
Good news. We got abducted by Stitcher Radio?
Yes. We're now on Stitcher Radio.
Alongside iTunes. And our next step will be Spotify.
That's what we're working on. We're hopefully getting there. I mean, the company's going correctly.
Very nice.
They're actually fishing out money because, you know, I think, you know, Canon got screwed with the 72 cents or 12 cents.
Yeah.
last week, a lot of people bought hurt.
Last Saturday, we went to space to see our very own crocodile.
Very good. Very good event. I liked it.
Everybody was dressed in black.
Yes. It was another
How was the
event.
Turnout there last Saturday?
It was crazy.
Actually, yeah.
Was there a lot of people?
It was crazy packed. Even the hip-hop room was packed.
Was it later
crazy.
On in the night when it got packed? Because I got something later on in the booming room that happened on Saturday night. So I just figured it might have affected your
John,
crowd.
You said you would not share that with people. That was between us.
What?
Just kidding.
No, not
no.
that.
Oh. No, but
wait, what?
Believe it or not, space is the place to be. This is the only place under one roof that not only do you go in for free with our promo code to 1 and open bar to 12:30, but
on select nights.
On selected nights. If it's a ticketed event, you get a discount with our code. The first floor, which they call the basement, is hip-hop. And it's really good. They even put reggae and reggaeton down there. My ghetto side comes out when I'm down there for too long. Then the second floor is the loft, which is really good. But you know me. I'm like, open, open, open for the terrace. I'm a terrace whore. I love the terrace.
No, that's the spot to be. I enjoyed it. It was a good night. They have a lot of stuff coming out now.
Yeah, a lot of crazy stuff. The summer event at Spaces is coming back.
Yeah, that's coming back. Rich, Dyro, Nicole, Eric Morello.
Eric Morello's
going to
be
crazy.
There. Yep. Yeah, all right. On to show stuff.
Shows are video games because I know Cannon has some video game stuff. All right,
so Cannon goes first?
Yes. Cannon, what do you have for video games?
Video games? Well, there's a new game in the Google Play Store that I just downloaded, Jurassic World. It's pretty much you build your own Jurassic World and fight dinosaurs and stuff like that. The kids got me into it, so it's a pretty fun game.
Is it like a typhoon game where you get to build and feed the stuff?
Yeah,
and
you got to battle the dinosaurs and you get the dinosaurs and you put them in your park and you feed them and you level them up and all this other good stuff. And it's got
cool.
like the characters from the actual movie.
Oh, cool.
So it's better than the other Jurassic Park game.
Yes.
That one was bad. Because that one, if you want to transfer it, it's like, oh, pay like $1 million.
So Jeff Rothberg, my backseat co-host, he says that he can't wait for Rock Band 4.
Walkman 4. Oh, yes, that's right. It's coming back.
Oh, duh. He just said it.
They are bringing that back. Very good. Damn, I didn't. I my mind's blowing so much. Speaking about video games on the phones and all that, Sega's removed 19 titles from the iOS and Android market.
No!
Yes, they Alter Beast, Super Monkey Ball, Golden Axe, Streets of Rage, Echo the Dolphin.
Wait. Super Monkey Ball, that's the one where you're rolling inside a little ball?
Yes, and you're a monkey. But they removed it from Android. But think about it. For $20, you buy it for the Xbox 360 or the PS3. Why would you want to put it on your phone?
Because
you can't take your Xbox with, or PS3 with you,
exactly.
When you're all over the town.
It's called buying an Sega Genesis emulator and put it in your phone.
Oh, yeah, because everybody knows where to get that crap. And everybody has money for it.
Google it! It's free.
Oh, never mind. Retracting the statement.
And then I know Canada and me were looking at something that some guy wants to bring back the Sega Dreamcast. Limited edition.
Yeah, I saw that.
But it's a petition that Blen Plato is doing for them to design and release the Sega Dreamcast limited edition so people can enjoy Dreamcast games once again, but with high-definition video output and the ability to play games from the internal storage. I like the idea, but you can still get a Dreamcast for $100 on eBay. So, I don't know.
eBay. Oh, sorry.
Wow. On that note, you want to go to a commercial before we get back to our other stuff?
No, I don't have to pee yet.
No, oh my God. We'll be back after this commercial break.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnights.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic-Cons, music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite hosts, tweets, and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now! www.elementsandnights.com.
Meet Brad Dalton, the actor who plays Agent Grant Ward in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at Florida SuperCon. Get autographs, photos, and see him on stage. Florida SuperCon is June 25th through the 28th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Get tickets at floridasupercon.com.
Were you making a commercial while you're taking a shit?
I was trying to do the Ultimate Warrior voice.
Was that your best effort at the Ultimate Warrior?
Hold on a second. I did a better time. The first time I did good. Halfway through the commercial, oh, here we go. I coughed. I couldn't. My throat got scratched too much.
Holy hell!
But you see, that couldn't have been the Ultimate Warrior. There was no way that could have been the Ultimate Warrior. It made too much sense. His interviews never made sense.
Jack, my backseat co-host says,
if that was...
Why is this commercial?
Oh my God, I'm lying.
Dude, if that was supposed to be the Ultimate Warrior, you should have put something like, the Eagles will come down and enter your computer screen and type in www.elementsandnight.com.
I'll be the next one. I'm gonna make sure that. Oh crap! I'm dying.
Oh no! No, I just peed.
Oh my God! I should have peed before anything.
We need a pen to be one of my sponsors.
What? Look, I tried, right? I did the snarl voice
at
the end. Right in front of your face, and it's thrown at you, Like, you need to, like, run.
Not only that, but people don't see Aoki and his shows. No, wait. When you see him standing up and getting ready to do his shit, a lot of people either move back or get out of the floor. Only the people that really, really want to get caked or interact with him in the rock stay in the middle.
So,
you know?
With that, I just want to
get something. I got
what
a story
are you
later.
Fucking stupid!
I got a story later in the Boom Boom Room about a guy who would love that raft.
John, just as he could hear your vibrator. Stop.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, Angels. Let's get into some TV. Because you guys are killing me right now.
Okay.
On TV shows, the CW announced a new Arrow and Flash spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Legends of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's where heroes are not enough. They need to pick up legends. It's pretty cool. It has Hawkgirl, White Canary, Captain Cold, and Heatwave. The Atom and Firestorm. So, I don't know if you saw the trailer, Canon.
No.
No? What? Well, it's
no,
a,
I don't
it's,
watch it either. You're alone on the
You want some Flash. Because
you take hostage of the remote control. I have no choice.
Which is a very good show, yes, it
was. Was it? I don't know.
Wait a minute. You have no choice over the remote control, yet my brother over there can't watch Monday Night Raw.
Because I watch it on Hulu.
Yeah. We're watching RuPaul's Drag Race. What's wrong with you?
You want to bring
I told you, I made that one appearance. I'm not going to be on it anymore. You don't have to watch that show anymore.
Oh, shit. You want to talk about your RuPaul drag show?
I want to talk about my RuPaul drag show because, first of all, everybody that entered the show and participated and now they're not gone, amazing work. The time they put into the costumes, their makeup, amazing. Truly, truly amazing. But my girl, my vote is going to Ginger Minj. Not only because she's amazing, she sings, she acts, she doesn't dance very well, but she tries. But she's from Florida. You gotta show love to our Florida girl.
Not only that, but she's also a big person.
She said that. That,
you know,
that she makes the queen this year a plus size girl.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, and somebody posted something today, I don't know who it was, on Facebook saying, A or B, and what was like a girl that's a little bit not heavy but curvy, and then a girl that's thin. Which
mm-hmm.
one would you choose?
Which one would you choose, Faith?
B, skinny
mm-hmm.
one.
Uh-huh.
But no, a lot of people are saying both. Like, you know, there are women out there that are a plus size, but they actually look good.
Absolutely.
You know, and they can rock a plus size. Now, there's women that are plus size that no, you need to do something about it because you're not rocking it. So,
okay.
That's my opinion. Well, I'm just getting into opinions of other things.
So, you know, this week's episode was a tearjerker for me. I actually cried because they were actually telling RuPaul, you know, their struggles growing up being gay and wanting to dress up as a girl and nobody really understanding them. And I'm sure being a 4, 5, 6 year old, that has to be something very traumatic when you don't really fit in the world that you're forced to live in.
Yep.
You know, and it's just really hard. I mean, my sibling is gay, and we accept him and we love him and everything. And now I can only understand the struggles that he was going through growing up, you know, having to play the role of the guy that he has to date a girl because that's what's expected of him. And he wasn't happy until after high school when he met his boyfriend, and now, you know, he's so much happier now than he's himself.
Well, that also brings up Bruce Jenner.
Right.
Bruce Jenner went through years, countless years, you know, going through that. And it wasn't like it just happened now. That's what we all thought. Oh, he wants to be a girl now.
No.
This has been going on since his first wife.
Right.
Wearing her dress.
Well, actually, no. Started when he was smaller. He was wearing his sister's dresses when they weren't home.
I got a question about Bruce Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
Since he is a woman trapped in a man's body, does he have to give back all his gold medals because he is a woman competing in a man's sport?
Actually, you know what the sad part is? That if that's true, then pretty much all those guys got beat by a girl.
But one of the guy that he was competing with said it. He got beat by a girl.
You know.
Well, no, because there was that one year in the Olympics, I think it was track and field or something, that one of the women won it, but then they did gender testing on her and found out that she was really a man, born a man, and they stripped her of her gold medal. So are they going to do that to Bruce Jenner now?
I hope not.
No, they shouldn't. That's messed up.
I don't think so.
It's been so many years. Like, come on, girl. Like, He won fair and square. He did not cheat.
And he was a man all these years. It's just recently because he came out. No,
that's just messed up. That right there will bring scrutiny to the whole entire public of, like, gay rights and, you know, regular.
So I just got a tweet that says he's turning his gold medals into a Princess Leia bikini top.
Oh, God. Great, man. And you actually have that costume. I can never look at you the same with that costume now.
It's okay. I'm getting Superwoman.
Yay! And I'm gonna be Skeletor.
That's just wrong.
So we have some. You have anything else for RuPaul?
Do I have anything about RuPaul?
Before we get into the movies.
I know you gave me notes because the producer printed out. I was scribbling and writing shit on it.
We don't pay attention to that.
No, I don't actually.
We're gonna get fired.
No problem.
Yeah, something.
I got a TV show coming out. I guess it's a one-time TV show type thing, a special. Sunday, June 7th, 9 p.m. on the Nat Geo channel. I don't know if you guys get it or not. But they're having this show called T-Rex Autopsy, which looks very interesting. Scientists, like, secretly built a life-size T-Rex, and they're shipping it to this facility, and they're going to have people do an autopsy on it. So you see this giant T-Rex, and they're going to cut that bitch open and see what's inside.
But can they close it up for other people to do it, or is this like a one-time autopsy thing?
I think it's a one-time autopsy thing. I'm not sure. I got to see the show. They didn't give you too much info on it. But, I mean, it looks pretty badass, and with the whole Jurassic World coming out on the 12th, I mean, it just fits in perfectly.
That's pretty cool.
But you know what? I want to watch that.
I want to watch it, too. All right, another thing on shows. World famous DJ, I love him, Major Lazer, has an anime series on FX.
Very nice. FX.
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 Yeah.
Wow.
FX.
Too many X.
And actually, it's pretty cool because.
FX. What?
Like FX. And it's pretty cool because if you follow Major Lazer, if you listen to his music, his covers were actually designed by him. And the style of his covers, his music covers and whatnot, is the style of his cartoon.
Very nice.
Very nice. I love Major Lazer. I hope Uncle DJ Lucio brings him to me one day.
We have a lot of things stored for people with events. Just keep on checking us out on the website.
And the day that you just see me going, it's because we got my channel.
Okay. Yes. You can go check it out on our website, www.elementsonight.com. Just want to throw our website out there.
Right.
Talking about Jurassic World, they had a new TV spot for the movie, which is pretty cool. John Hammond was describing his goal of capturing the imagination of the entire planet. Then a new giant attraction starts eating people and everything, and all hell breaks loose. So now it's not a hurricane. Now it's a big-ass giant lizard.
Wait,
It looks pretty badass.
No, I'm dying to see it. Chris Pratt's in it, so...
I just want to know if he's going to dance.
Oh, okay, we have somebody. Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah, that's what you tell me.
Yes. The guy who dresses up as Wolverine.
Wolverine. Dark Horse Conflict.
Yes, we are working
on. We're in the middle of negotiations right now to get him on the show.
The movie looks great. The other one that I want to see, which is coming out next year in June, is on World of Warcraft. They gave us an idea of the first look of their orc character, Oregon. So that's actually pretty cool. I mean, it's something that video games and Marvel and DC is taking over the movie world. And Disney, for some reason, with Tomorrowland, which John saw about 20 minutes of it.
Yeah, they had a 20-minute preview when I saw the Avengers. And, I mean, it looked all right, but it was kind of lame to me. The whole, you know, I'm all for Disney making rides into movies, but when you turn the whole Tomorrowland into a movie, what's next? You're going to have a Frontierland movie and then, you know, all that other crap?
Yeah, I know. Like, you pay for IMAX. You're paying extra $5. You're not, oh, look, I don't want to see Tomorrowland. No, you have to see it. It's part of the previews. No. Like, I don't need
to. I know, and it was like, hello, spoiler alert. I mean, if I wanted to pay to see Tomorrowland, I just got ruined like 30 minutes of it. Now I can sleep during that part of the movie.
Pretty much.
I would have rather had a 20-minute preview of Jurassic World.
Yeah,
you know what would be badass? If they actually, like, could make the Jurassic area in Islands of Adventure into the movie.
Oh, talking about that. See, I knew I forgot to write, the producers forgot to write something. They are going to have a Raptor photo
US.
Op. No, a
Main
photo op.
Main Street USA, the movie.
Oh, God.
God, I love RP.
Jurassic Park is going to have a photo op with the Velociraptors.
What the fuck does that mean?
Like you can actually take a picture of Velociraptors.
But you remember taking a picture with the dinosaur outside of the thing?
No, but they're going to have like a live one type of thing.
A real one?
You never seen the dino, the little baby dino?
No.
There's a girl that walks out with a baby Tyrannosaurus Rex in her hand and actually moves its head and its mouth and its feet, and it, you feel it, and it feels like real skin. But it's robotic.
Hey, Faze.
What?
Faze, it's a puppet.
Yeah, really.
Oh.
Hate to burst your bubbles, but dinosaurs don't exist anymore, bro.
Jurassic World Flair versus Hogan. Oh, my God. So let's go to a quick commercial. When we get back, we'll do our Batman versus Superman.
I just got a message from Luxor. They want us back. They're giving us 10 reasons why to come back.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, we'll be back after this commercial break.
The puppet gate is in, and Tom Brady will be suspended for the first 4 games of the next NFL season.
We here at the AON Network, after finding out about Tom Brady, have made a terrible mistake with sportscasters from Finn Bain and Packer Backer Cannon, and it's an honor to actually say we are bringing them both back onto our network.
We're back, bitches!
We're here to fuck shit up.
Dazzling, dilated, display a new sound.
Dear Lord, they're back.
We're doomed.
Doomed. Doomed. Hey, while we're at it, can we still bring our gorilla to the show? I mean, Finn Bain and Packer Backer Cannon return to the EON Network in July. God help us all.
Lord have mercy.
What?
And you're going to have a special co-host, which is Pops.
Yes.
Making appearances here and there.
Yes.
So the sports talk show is coming back?
Yeah, they screwed up. I mean, Tom Brady got suspended, so we were right when we made the freaking joke.
So that means Jeff could be my co-host again?
Maybe.
Interesting.
No, he's got a little one to tend to, so he's retired.
As long as he doesn't join forces with Butthurt, we're all good. Because
so.
Brewer has it. He's doing a radio show
what?
After hours.
He doesn't want to be pre-recorded. and then realize you screwed up and have to re-record it.
Oh, damn.
So, we have
what
a
do
battle.
We do.
Batman versus Superman. Before we get to the actual voting...
You know, wait, before we get to this, it's funny. I never realized how much of a heated debate this thing was.
It's been fucking heated.
People at work and I were fighting back and forth. People of me in the streets were fighting back and forth. You and I were fighting almost all week long.
Yeah.
Me and Cannon were going at it all week long. It's just amazing how much people really are passionate about this.
So, before we get to the votes and the tweets and all that, the movie... There is a rumor that Doomsday is going to be in it. Doomsday
that.
Is a person that killed Superman.
No way.
Yes.
Really? Doomsday?
Whatever. And then Lex Luthor is also hinted to be wearing the war suit.
What?
In the movie. It's the green war suit that has all the kryptonite in it.
Oh.
So that could be what wounds him and then Batman.
Oh, so
it's
not Batman that kills him all by himself. No, he's a little psychic bitch to help him.
Oh.
Oh,
my God. Whatever. So we had a debate the whole entire week. We had both going in. We had people tweeting. For like example, Manuel Suarez 6290, Batman is a self-made hero. F Superman.
What?
USFLA said F Superman. Pushy ass underwear on the outside, bitch.
Oh God.
EB_Shalabi says Superman is the world's greatest superhero, and that's a DC fact.
Yes, wow. I love that girl.
George_Gonzo2 said, no, Batman.
Yeah, but Georgie doesn't count. His dad brainwashed him.
Oh, my God. XX_RiotStar_XX. Why do people put so many underscores?
Because they pretend to be porn stars.
They said Batman hands down. And
no, no, that, she, but she's trying to say she went down on Batman.
No, no, no. do you have? You have one. You had Chris.
Mo, yes, my cousin Christopher. He was so awesome. Hold on, I'm going to my phone. Please hold. Insert elevator music here. Trance.
Hold on. Let me see who else we have here. Chase underscore A says Superman should win that, but that I'm not a fan of either one.
Shush. Then why is he voting?
She said we'll bring her Captain America.
Oh, look, Vixen J 0601, Superman. Okay, my cousin Christopher. Hi, Chris, working the late night shift. Batman is the hero we all can be. Superman is the hero we strive to be. The reason we care for them is because we can relate. With Superman, he has the powers of a god but can never save everyone, like a true altruistic god. But Batman makes us understand that we are capable of the greatest feats, even when we're in our darkest moments. He prevails, and so can we. To argue which one is better in terms of literary and symbolic standards would be interesting, rather than who can be who. Because if Superman decides to catch Batman off guard, he already won. When Batman is prepared, he will win, except in Red Sun Batman, he got wrecked.
That's Red Sun Batman. But, Kenny, you have anything to say before we announce our winner?
Yes, voting for Superman is voting for allowing illegal aliens to come to our country and flourish off of our jobs.
Listen, if it wasn't for that statement, I would not have married FaZe, because for all we know, his dad could be Mexican.
I know. Tú quieres tomates. I have tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Get it right.
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, tomatoes? Shit. All right, well, the debate's in, but both
chimichanga?
Oh, my God, bro, I knew it was going to happen.
That's right, Chimmy wouldn't be allowed to
oh, Jesus Christ, you know what?
He's got to be Mexican, he likes chimichangas.
Oh, my God, drum roll, please, for crying out loud. Your winner with 58% of the vote is no other than the Dark Knight Batman.
You're sleeping downstairs.
What?
Just saying.
I thought the people voted.
Your people. Your people.
The people voted.
Nah.
Oh, don't worry about it. That's how we're going to end the show. I have the theme music to that now.
That's okay. That's cool.
That wasn't me. It's the people. The
you
people
know, all
have
I got to say is that I love Superwoman, and every Superwoman needs a Superman, not a wannabe Batman.
Who the hell's Superwoman? There wasn't a Superwoman. It was Supergirl.
Supergirl. It's Supergirl and Superman. Made love to each other.
That
would be disgusting. So that's incest, all right? Because they're cousins.
That's
disgusting, all right?
Superman could not have sex with any real woman because he would tear that bitch apart. So therefore, he's a little virgin pussy.
Wait.
Oh my God.
Jeff, my backseat co-host, said they're both tragically flawed anyway because their parents are dead. Aw, too soon.
That's a bump.
What a bump. I love Jeff.
So, we love doing this.
No, we don't.
No, we love doing the polls. We love doing it. So if you guys go to www.elementsatnight.com, I think there's too many W's there. After the end of the show, we're going to have a new poll up. And Cannon Boom Boom, we talked about it. It's who is your favorite Avengers? The original six.
Oh, yeah, because John hates the new cast.
So
one of them is crispier than the other.
So it's Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, and Hawkeye. What I want to see is not who's going to win. I want to see how many people actually vote for Hawkeye. Because then you're retarded.
I don't think Hawkeye's going to get very many votes.
Neither do I. That's what I'm saying. You're retarded if you're voting for him.
I think we might actually get more Nick Furies than Hawkeyes.
Or John Cena's than Hawkeyes.
Listen,
no.
We can't see Cena.
So, which segment do we start with first?
I'm interested to hear John's segment.
So, we're going to the Boom Boom Room right now? Hold on.
We're going to go to the Boom Boom Room first?
Yes. Get your panties
on. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room. So we can do it all night. And you can...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Had a. Oh, God, that was so good.
And you can make me feel right.
Is he still dancing?
No, probably.
Should I put my clothes back on for this?
No, you could be naked. That's fine.
They can't see us not yet.
We can't see you. Skype is off.
How many topics do you want? Because I got
a bunch. Is this like Subway? You can put as many as you can spit on the bread?
Oh, my God. Or their mouth.
Well, here, I'll start off with a quick bit. Earlier when I had asked you about your attendance at Space on Saturday, the reason why I was asking was because, unfortunately, I got bumped from the schedule because Mama June, you know, the mom from Honey Boom Boom, or Honey Boo Boo, she stole my appearance at the Crazy Horse in Pompano last Saturday night. And I'm very pissed off about that. You know, that appearance for me would have gave me more Twitter followers than both of you guys combined, and I'm very upset because now I only have 23 Twitter followers.
Actually, no, because the Crazy Horse is a gentleman's club. However, I do think you'll be a big hit in the Fluffy Cocks and Soapy Suds.
Soaps and Suds and
Fluffy
Cocks.
Even. Yes.
Whatever.
Whatever gets the Twitter followers. That's
what you're saying. And I'm surprised Faze wasn't at the Crazy Horse to say that he likes the Crazy Horse in Vegas. Just saying.
I didn't like. Oh my God, bro.
All right, Chimichangas. All right, let's get on to the boom
let's
boom room here.
Boom, boom. Go.
Okay. Ohio man Edwin, I don't know how to say his last name, Terberga, is being accused of having sex with pool floats for the third time. He was seen having sex with a pink life raft on Route 4 at 8 a.m. last Wednesday.
Not once.
He probably
not twice.
With Mama June.
Not once, not twice, but three times he did this. Holy crap, bro. Like once in a row. You sure it wasn't a Yoki float?
Shut up.
That's what I was saying. He wanted that Aiki float, or however, freaking whatever his name is.
My back seat coat says, that's one way to get it up. We need to have Jeff back on the show.
For all you wrestling fans out there, here's a nice little tidbit that you'll like.
Okay.
Hall of Fame diva, the original diva, Sunny, is close to signing a 3-movie deal with Vivid Films to do hardcore porn.
Why is
so
happy,
yes,
baby?
Her money has officially gone dry, and she needs to find some other way to buy her crack.
But a lot of her money being dry,
no,
wouldn't her vagina be dry too?
You know what it
She's
is?
She's old.
Yeah. She did a Skype thing that you will pay her to do Skype videos.
Yeah,
and you'll watch her on Skype. You pay her like $100. This is the funny thing. Hashtag butthurt. We said it before you did.
Oh, that's right, because he goes after us. High five.
And that's one of the topics on the show.
Nice.
I knew that was going to come up.
See, our fathers are catch on.
Yes.
Blood hurt is soon.
All right, for all you tech guys out there, 2016, they're going to set to release an Oculus virtual reality headset, and they have no intention of removing adult content from it. So now it gives men no reason to ever leave the house because you can have virtual reality porn right there at the drop of a dime.
Wait, no, that's not new. Because when we saw the Star Wars Christmas special from 1978, the dad, Chewbacca's dad, had on a head like a headset with like a visor in front of him, and he was like listening to this little pretty black lady going,
I'm not arguing whether it's new or not. I'm just reporting the news, okay?
You want to know? Number one, you look very sexy saying that. And number two, you just proved the point. Star Wars is better than anything else in this world.
What?
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't get how Star Wars is a movie.
Because you just announced Star Wars in something. That was back
in the Star Wars is in everything. They're even in the box of macaroni we had for dinner the other day.
Dear God.
They're condoms.
Hey,
they're costumes.
Hey, children, calm down. I have more.
Go ahead.
That's the crazy neighborhood dogs are barking.
We just got a Google inside here. Oculus headset means you won't know when someone walks in on you masturbating. Side note.
Hashtag butthurt.
Oh my God!
Okay, so there was a lady from Pennsylvania named Holly Frey who got caught stealing $100 worth of groceries from her local Walmart. Where do you actually put all those groceries? In her vagina.
Is she one of the Ballet Sisters?
Now, here are the items that she had in there. Oranges, a dozen eggs, milk, bread, a full porterhouse steak, and a rack of bacon in her vagina. But luckily, the Walmart was able to salvage those items and resell them with some creative labeling, such as calling the bread pre-soaked French toast.
Wait, listeners want to know if watermelon was one of the items.
Oh, my God.
Was watermelon one of the items?
No, watermelon was not on the list, unfortunately. It looked like she only wanted to feed her family breakfast.
Like, how ill, bro. Like, how do you fit all that in your vagina?
Well, actually, I don't know if they're still around, though, but back in the day, there was a pair of twins called the Salad Tossing Sisters, and what they would do is they'll put salad stuff in there, and they'll pop them out. And then when they were done, as a finishing act, they'll put ping pong balls, and they'll pop it from one vagina to the other.
What? That's more interesting than what the twins do at started.
or the lady that queefs the daughter bill. Yeah.
Since we had that whole superhero debate earlier, I did a little research, and there's a site on the internet called nighttimetoys.com. That's nighttimetoys.com. And they have a nice lineup of superhero named dildos, such as the Incredible Hulk, a huge green cock, the Amazing Web Shooter, and since FaZe is such a fan, I ordered him the Caped Cock.
Oh my God.
Check out the website. They have free shipping for anything over $50, so it's a great deal.
Is that the same website that has the makeup that looks like the vibrators that look like makeup? Probably.
I don't know. I just saw the Caped Cock and I knew FaZe needed that one.
For sure. Because after Batman winning tonight's debate, he's sleeping downstairs.
Why? It's not my fault. The people have voted.
People
suck. It's not our fault. We live in Florida. And Batman's
home. Well, it'll go great with that giant vibrating Superman that you guys have in your room.
Is there a green straight arrow dildo? Listeners want to know.
No, I only saw those three, but I'm sure you can request others.
You hear that, backseat co-host? You can request it.
Wow.
I'd like to see a life-size Flash one. That way, it can be done in 30 seconds.
Oh my God!
The perversion level.
So that's all your.
Hey, you guys wanted to start with the Boom Boom Room.
What? This is true.
Where do you want to go with?
Let's go to the douchebag of the week.
Alright. Hold on a second.
Justin Bieber arrested in Miami Beach for...
Now, we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked...
...on Shia LaBeouf, taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst...
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag!
All right, for my douchebag of the week.
Well, let's let them know how this started. We each, every week, get to submit a douchebag.
And then this week, I was torn between two of them that I had to make both of them winners. I'm sorry.
But yeah, you couldn't make Batman and Superman a winner, right?
No. Okay. It wasn't me, though. People have voted.
Right.
So, we'll go with the first one, which is the one that you submitted.
Yeah.
There was a man who was arrested that supposedly what he did and what I read and heard was that he just sits there and watches you sleep. Breaks into your house.
Shit, they call
John.
This is stealing nothing.
John! You need to steal.
And just sits there and looks at people sleeping.
But does it specify what kind of people? Like pretty people?
No, it doesn't matter.
People,
anybody.
Young people, babies?
Anybody. He just sits there and watches them sleep.
You know, I had an ex-boyfriend that used to do that. And one day I woke up, actually saw him staring at me, and I punched him straight in the face. And he just said, because I looked very peaceful and pretty when I was sleeping. So this goes to tell me whenever I die, I'm going to look very pretty.
Yeah, pretty much. And then the other winner, which I have to, because after reading it today, again, I just had to. A Florida man.
Why are they always from Florida?
was arrested for running over a mother duck and 11 ducklings with his lawnmower, as the family has been feeding the birds looked on in horror. So basically, a landscaper was charged in 9 counts of animal cruelty following a brutal attack. Basically, the wife, the husband, and the 7-year-old kid had put food out for the family of ducks that lived outside their home. As the family was happily watching the mother duck and 11 ducklings pick up food in the backyard, the guy swerved his riding mower straight over the ducks as the people screamed. The people ran out screaming at the guy saying, "Why are you doing this? They're our friends. They're our babies. We love feeding them." And then in an even more grisly turn of events, the landscaper smiled and reversed the mower and passed over the ducks.
You guys are both going to hell.
You believe it!
Okay, no, I'm not laughing because what he did to the ducks is horrible. But, the ducks are innocent. It's just I could just picture him. I've seen his picture. I could just picture looking at him like, yeah, fucker, look what I'm doing. So it's probably more against the family than the ducks. For all we know, he's the guy, the family's lawnmower guy, and he's probably chipped him on a check or
something. No, but it's not like that. It's just that the family's probably looking out going, what's going on to Mama Ducky?
Chewie, Dewey, and now Louie, no!
Yui, Louie, and Scooey!
Lucky!
Bucky Duck! Donald Duck, all over Dad, Daisy! Alright, so with that...
Duck Pate?
Oh my god, I made a nice little thing for the winner of the week. So here we go.
You're a stupid dumbass.
There's the dumbass!
That's why you're such a dumbass.
Your mother.
I'm your idiot.
So there you have it. Our douchebag of the week.
That was the crackers. That was
the Did the family get the bill?
Oh my god, bro. You people in Twitter universe are terrible. That poor family. Well, let's get into your segment. Well,
what is my segment?
Oh. Include yourself in the vast knowledge of time and space with Vixen J as she brings you Did You Know?
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Did you know, Harry, I hope I'm saying this right, Shearer quits The Simpsons season 27. Harry was the voice of Mr. Burns, Skinner, Otto, Ned Flanders, and many others. It is said he left about $14 million on the table when he left. Why?
I mean, you're doing this 20-something years. What do you want?
What are we going to do?
Because, because he's tired of saying hi, diddly do, neighbor, you know?
Yep. Or what Mr. Burns says, you know. I mean,
excellent.
Look, you can take a job. I did see that there's a guy who did submit a video on YouTube that he did all 24 voices himself.
So that's why he quit, because there's someone better than him?
No, the guy did it after he found out and submitted the video. They're not saying that's the guy who's going to get hired, but they're saying that guy, you know, might, you know, be an option. If you can do 27 voices, you should be picked up.
I don't know, dude. I started watching The Simpsons when I was, what, 9?
Yeah, when
10?
They had the weird-looking face and all that stuff and the hair.
And I'm 28 now.
And they're still in 5th grade and 3rd grade.
28
and,
my ass. Yeah.
Shush. Oh, yeah, like your balls don't hang.
Wait, what?
I was just saying, it's time to call it quits, people.
They have too much.
They're not that funny anymore.
I think they're going for 30. I think that's what they're doing is they have a 2-year contract, which will make them to 29.
I don't know, but they're not that funny anymore. I have more fun watching Bob's Burgers, to be honest.
Well,
with
they
you.
Got renewed also.
Have you seen the torn version of Bob's Burgers?
No.
Look it up. It's awesome.
I'm very...
I think I'm going to be Louise for Halloween. Where's my bunny ears?
And what about Bob?
You have the stomach for it.
Oh, that was a dirty freaking joke. That's messed up.
Moving on.
Moving on. What else do we have to move on to?
Did you know? Good. Oh, go ahead.
There you go.
Hey. I got a did you know. Did you know you can go on a site called playply.com and you can rent Legos like as if it was Gamefly or Netflix. They send Legos to your house, you play with them, and then send them back.
Why?
That does bring up a debate, though.
Actually, you know what? That's not a bad idea, and I'll tell you for what. For kids that are stuck in hospitals and they can't leave and, like, only certain items are permitted in your room depending on how severe your case is and why you are there. That is not a bad idea, though.
I understand that. But if they lose a piece?
Why would they lose a piece?
I'm sorry.
Well, then if you lose a piece, you're charged just like if you don't return the game in Gamefly.
That sucks.
But you know why it's also a good idea?
Why?
You guys have kids. Have you ever gone in your kids' room at 1 o'clock in the morning to check on your kids when it's pitch black and step on a fucking Lego barefooted?
Oh, my God. They hurt
so
bad.
You know what? You don't pick the fuckers up. They go right back in the mail.
Well, you know what?
Or the garbage.
Fun fact. Chuck Norris once stepped on a Lego, and the Lego cried.
You're an idiot.
Oh.
You're an idiot.
Chuck Norris once got bit by a deadly cobra. 5 days later, the cobra finally died.
Oh, they want your 10. You wanted 10, right? There's 10.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so, I don't know. I like Legos. I just cannot sit there and build stuff anymore.
My brother builds Legos, but what he does is he actually, like, glues them, and he keeps them.
So, he's, so, like, the bad guy from Lego Movie.
Right.
He's that guy.
One of our listeners suggested hashtag butthurt.play.com.
Wow, bro. You guys are bad. You guys are the 20. We're going to make hashtag butthurt a trending tweet out there one day.
Might as well make him famous one way or another.
Yeah, pretty much. You know.
I want to know if he actually knows who we're talking about when we say hashtag butthurt. Because you know he's listening secretly from PDQ headquarters.
You're making
more. Yeah, I know, right? Come on.
You blew our cover, John.
Before we do our shout-outs, let's go to a quick commercial, and then we'll come back. We'll do our...
Yes, please.
Know.
I need to pee. Thank you.
Oh, now you have to pee, right?
While DJ Carnage was rocking the stage of Club Cinema's sold-out show, what happened next would light up Twitter. Club Go, snapping pictures of VSO, DJ,
bitch says she had Chipotle. Carnage returns to the Club Cinema on June 13th and June 14th, and he's bringing some friends along. Snails, Lucas, Morgan Page, and Loudpuck. Join him and more. Get your tickets now at www.asocsfl.com and use promo code EON to save on your tickets.
Meet Billy D. Williams at Florida Supercon. He is Lando Calrissian in Star Wars. Get autographs, photos, and see him on stage. Florida Supercon is June 25th through the 28th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Get tickets at floridasupercon.com.
And we're back.
Hey, I just got a special live tweet for Vixen J.
Oh, shit.
Special.
And when I say live tweet, I mean, like, literally he said it to me to tell Auntie Vixen J night night because Jackson's getting ready to go to bed.
Aww. I love that little boy.
That's so cute.
Aww. Tell him that
I gotta teach him to stop
twerking
to Thomas, though.
He does. He twerks. And he actually raves to Aoki. He's a little EDMer.
Nice.
I love him.
So, you're.
And little kisses to Jeff's little ones, too, because they're going to bed. It was fun talking to his dad, my backseat co-host.
So, you have your
little R2-D2 up in North Carolina.
Yeah. And Logan. What kind of, that's such a cool name. Logan. Okay, so shout out to my favorite laser robots from Scarlet. Shout out to Pandemonium Raves. Shout out to my old and new friends on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I love meeting you guys. If you guys see me in person, don't be scared. Say hi. love meeting you guys. Now, if you're coming to, like, hit me, kill me, or kidnap me, take Faith. Don't take me.
I'll whoop their ass.
Just saying.
Oh, do I have a face that I want to kill somebody?
Yeah.
That's why everybody freaks out when they, like, say out of me.
Yeah.
I'm a Gucci.
That's why nobody
I break him.
They only approach
me. Sorry, something was in my throat.
Right. See, the funny thing is they only approach me when you're either away from me or on your phone and they think that I'm alone. But when you're next to me, nobody looks at me.
That's because you have a man next to you. That's what it is.
That's because Faze constantly walks around with his Chewbacca costume on and everyone's scared to approach you because they think you're a nerd.
Right. Where can people follow me? Well, if they have cameras, they can follow me everywhere they want. I'm kidding. You can follow me on Instagram.
You didn't watch while you're sleeping.
You didn't find those cameras I installed, did you?
Well, actually, no. Okay, let me do this real quick. So I need to go to the gym. You can follow me on VixenJ0601 on Instagram. Twitter is JLawrence, LLORENS 17. Facebook is private, but if you find me and you're not creepy, I'll accept you.
So my shout out goes to all the people going to SMF again. Lucio, who's going to be DJing up in Tampa. Good luck.
Perfect.
Do a good job. I know you're going to kill an SMF and in a club in Tampa.
We need you alive because you signed our checks.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, don't die out there.
Keep hydrated, Hefe.
If you guys want to follow me, it's simple. It's EONPHAZE, EONPHAZE on Twitter and Instagram. You can also follow us, wait until Canon Personnel finish off with our network.
Do it now.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody can follow us on the website, which is www.elementsonight.com. Canon, your shout-outs?
My shout-out, let's see, even though he's probably not listening because he's the king of the road right now and he's doing his thing up in the Carolinas, my shout-out goes to the new king of the Carolinas, Anthony Jannetty. Do your thing. Keep it strong up there, buddy. And you can follow me, very simple, the Canon 0207 at Instagram or Twitter. Facebook, you could send me a request, John Cannon, and go on the website. Click that follow button because I need some followers.
Yeah, because I'm beating all of you. So we just got this in. Dark Force Cosplay has agreed to do the interview with us. It has to be over the phone. It has to be pre-recorded because he's in Australia and with time difference.
No, it's fine. We'll
so I am excited. If you guys want to know who he is beforehand, just follow him on Instagram, Dark Force Cosplay. He's the guy that dresses up like Wolverine.
Yeah,
I'm excited!
We'll set up a time, so Canon will be there also and everything, so all three of us. So, it'll be awesome.
That is awesomeness. All right, guys, I'll be at the gym.
So, make sure to follow the network, www.elementsonight.com. See you next week. Canon?
See you. Peace
Bye.
Out, everybody.
Bye, Bungus.
I'll see you in the boom.